Brian and Trisha, and this family in Texas had an unfortunate situation when they tried to get rid of their Christmas tree. It was a real tree, and they thought that they could just burn it in their fireplace.
Oh, no.
They didn't cut it up. They just
shoved it up there?
No, they just stuck the top of the tree into the fire. And then, you know, it's dry needles and the sap, it just caught on fire. And so they had to call the fire department to help them because it just, they couldn't get it under control. So smoke and fire damage in the house, and the fire department was able to put it out before the whole house, you know, got consumed by it. But there's a right and a wrong way to do it, and that was not the right way. There's a picture of it. You can go online and see the picture. It just looks like they just laid the tree right in front of the fireplace and thought, sure, let's do this. But they won't do that again.
No, I bet they won't.
Oh, I'm glad it didn't end up worse.
But just because you own something doesn't mean you know how to use it.
That's
just because you have a fireplace doesn't mean you know how to use a fireplace.
That's a good point.
Just because you have like a car that, you know, can go 100 miles an hour doesn't mean you're good at driving that kind of car.
True.
There's so many things in life that just because you have access to it does not make you someone who should be having access to
it. That is true. So here's your public service announcement. Don't burn your tree, especially whole, in your fireplace.
No, you cut that tree up into what they call logs.
Well, yeah.
And you season them first. You don't throw them in there green. And yeah, there's a... I'm sure somebody somewhere could teach them how to use their fireplace.
You know who really would have liked that tree? The goats.
Yes.
The goats would like to eat it.
Yes.
So there's your other public service announcement.